This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into a Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it isn't like lessons.
You're despicable.
Like sitting here going, okay, you guys, I hope you're paying attention. Because today's an anniversary, and I'm going to ask you later on, and I think we'll have some fun with it. Anyway, so I don't know if you heard about the restaurant owner in Los Angeles. And apparently, he had a grand opening today. I know, see, I jump right into it. Don't you love when I do that? So he had a grand opening today. Or, I'm sorry, yesterday I think it was. That doesn't really matter. The bottom line with it is this. You know that whole love Trump's hate crowd? Right? You keep telling us how much we have to love and be tolerant and all this other fun stuff. Now, apparently I don't know what love and tolerance is. Because my viewpoint of love and tolerance doesn't include beating on people and throwing feces at them and that kind of stuff. But I guess there's does. I guess Maxine Waters hit a nerve with these people. Now, I think they're crazy. And somebody needs to step in and actually do something about this. So, I want you to, I mean, how long is this thing? Yeah, we can pull it off. I want you to hear what the owner of the establishment says. The guy is an immigrant himself. Moved here like 30 years ago. That's what I always say about America. People, we're not leaving. We're not running away from this country. So here's an immigrant. I think they picked on him, and I'll tell you why after you see what happens. But I think they picked on him mostly, or they wouldn't have picked on him as much if he wasn't Jewish. Right? What's the big whoop? He's only a Jewish guy. No big deal, right? It's infuriating to see this and hear this. If this was a group of a different religious persuasion, right? What do you think they would have done? You think there would have been this much outrage, this much trouble? I certainly don't. I think stuff like this tells us exactly where the other side is hanging out and what they believe. So let's see if I can get this to play properly. That would be really nice, wouldn't it?
Hosher Cafe, run by a Jewish immigrant who supports Donald Trump.
We're not just angry over gentrification, it's the owner's views that also have them riled up. Mm-hmm. KCON9's Dave Lopez is live in Boyle Heights with details on the controversy. Dave?
Well, standing in front of this cafe, the man who owns this is an immigrant. He has a number of companies, very successful businessman. Of his 70 employees, he told me that nearly all of them are immigrants. He also said he supports Trump and his immigration policies, and because he posted that, well, that's where all the problems started.
So what's the connection? This is what I don't understand. I'm confused. The connection between Donald Trump and a good coffee.
30 years ago, Asher Shalom immigrated from his native Israel to the United States. He told me he cried like a baby when he became a U.S. citizen. And he also said he supports Donald Trump and his immigration policies. And he can't understand why that's so wrong.
Everything changed in one day.
He was all set for a grand opening of his new kosher cafe in Boyle Heights, not far from downtown Los Angeles.
What's worse is that the local chamber of Commerce sided with the protesters essentially by rejecting this Jewish cafe owner's entry into their midst.
Then he got this email from the chamber president, Jennifer Lahuda, saying that because he posted this on his Facebook page, they called it an anti-immigrant post.
Now here's a guy that has been through this himself. He's been through this kind of thing in his life, right? He said, I wish the Democrats would fight as hard for Americans as they do for illegals. Is that what part of that is untruthful? What part of that is not a reality? What part of that is disingenuous? Now, I'd love for a Democrat or progressive or a socialist to call me and explain to me how they are fighting as hard for Americans as they do for illegals.
He could no longer be a member of the chamber. They weren't going to show up at the grand opening. And then a group known as Defend Boyle Heights started posting on their social media what was happening, and they called for a boycott.
This is a recurring problem with liberals. They don't seem to grasp the very big difference between legal and illegal immigration.
There was a lot of people protesting outside wearing masks.
They really intensely protest.
You know, here's his daughter and his son. These guys are opening up a restaurant. It's a Jewish deli. The man's been here for 30 years. He's had several successful businesses. Almost everybody he hires is an immigrant. I think what's bothering them is that they're not illegals. They're here legally.
Tested and accosted all the visitors that came to our grand opening event.
And they threw a significant amount of feces.
Think about that. They threw human waste at these people because they didn't like what they stood for. They didn't like what they were doing. Are we serious here? What happened to love Trump's hate? What happened to all of that? That's why I said to you, they're not honest. They don't want equality. They want control. All right, a lot of excitement on the other side of the break. You know who's going to be with me. And if you don't, you'll have to wait and come back and find out. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. And I mean, don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. *1234. That's *1234. *1234. *1234.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius.
I don't see anything, Tammy.
A twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
We are back. I can't get the cargo pants out of my eyes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, ow, and being part of the conversation. And, yeah, I don't know. I just... Is everybody doing what I'm doing? I'm sitting here right now thinking, wow, I remember him bouncing all around the stage. And if I knew you could get paid for speaking a song, talking a song, whatever, I would have done it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for joining us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. The man, well, he wouldn't be a myth, definitely the legend that you all wait for all the time. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week, and I so much appreciate his time with me. Xander, did you dance to that stuff? Please say no.
Definitely not. Case back then. I don't know where it is now, but I definitely had it back then. I think the Russians took it to the Kremlin
or something.
There you go.
All right. I knew that was going to happen. I knew at some point in time we would have to blame Uncle Vlad for everything happening. Mm. You know?
Very sorry for that.
This is just amazing, isn't it? It's the amount of stuff that's being blamed. It's almost like they're waiting for Vlad and the Donald to get married here, the way they're talking about these two.
Oh, of course, and some of the memes are kind of pretty horrific. But I'm really not pro Putin or pro Russia. But you know, when you think about it, clearly what the Democrats and the Rhinos expect is for him to go into every single meeting with a foreign power that has not been our friend, you know, with accusation and wanting to set things right from things that have supposedly gone on before. Why can we never just draw a line? I mean, do these people want a nuclear war?
Well, that's what Schumer wanted. Schumer wanted him to go in there and, quote-unquote, throw down the gauntlet, okay, and let him know how serious we were. I mean, these guys just infuriate me. They don't want him to be serious. They want to have control, and they think they have control by dictating what they believe to be should or should not be done. It's just amazing to me.
I kind of think it's like they want to bring about their own prophecies. You know, they've said from day one, oh, Trump is going to start a war. But if he went at things the way that they want him to, then yes, he would start a war. I mean, I don't like him. I don't like Putin. I don't like what they stand for. I don't like what they've done to their own people. But here's the thing. If we're ever going to have any kind of peace on this planet, somebody has to draw a line. And so Donald Trump goes in and draws that line. And he's in bed, not literally, with the enemy. And it's a concern. It really is. Because, you know, I'm not some form of great leader, but, you know, if I'd have gone and met with Putin or with Kim, I wouldn't have wanted to say, well, you did this, you did that, you know, you left my sister pregnant. You know, what does all of that matter if you're trying to move on?
Really? Are you breaking that on my show, that your sister's pregnant because of Putin? I'm just asking.
Yes, she's pregnant to Putin, and we're going to have a Russian brat in the house.
Oh, I have so had it with these people. I have so had it. They're rabid about everything, and there isn't anything. Again, Chuck Schumer, he should have gone in there with all the accusations. He should have gone in there with the report. He should have thrown it down in front of Putin and said, explain this. Really? That's how two the guys that have their buttons on over 95% of the nuclear arms in the world, this is how you want them to approach each other. Really?
Mm. Exactly. Exactly. God. And I think the saddest thing in the world is this is not condoning anything that Putin has done in any way, shape, or form. Because, you know, I wouldn't bet on him if it was on fire. I really wouldn't. but in fairness, you know, he's got an itchy trigger finger on that button. And if we can get some form of, I don't know, just even a good relationship with him, if we can avoid that in the future. Because, you know, who was it saying? Hillary Clinton was saying about the Cold War being over, you know, and, you know, the what was it, the Russian restart, she called it. And so where is that now?
Yeah, that worked out well for her.
As far as she's concerned.
I mean, seriously. That worked out well for them, didn't it? I mean, a bunch of boneheads. Anyhow.
Exactly. Exactly.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
it's
your
show.
Yeah, but you're the guest. You're not supposed to interrupt a guest. At least that's what they keep telling me.
You've been on CNN again, haven't you?
Yeah, can you tell?
I can.
And it's always a lot of fun because it always seems like, I don't know if it's that they bring on really dumb guests, and I'm not so much aiming at myself. It always seems like the commentator or the host has to jump in to help out the other guy, right?
The moderator.
Well,
if this Yeah, if this is the case, then you need to tell this to Whoopi Goldberg, don't you, really? if we should not be, you know, as hosts, if we should not be interrupting the guests, then, you know, Whoopi, if you're listening, because I know you do,
yes,
stoned over in New Jersey, listening to The Real Side, stop interrupting your guests.
Oh, God. New Jersey, I'm going to do that story later on. The New Jersey Dems now want, ready for this one? In Detroit, they're screaming that water is a human right and should be given to people for free, and the Dems in New Jersey saying, yeah, it's a human right, but we could tax you on it. That's great.
I mean, the thing that jumped into my brain right away there was about the Flint water crisis, and that is absolutely terrible. But why wasn't it as terrible when, Barry Oblamo ignored it? And now it's an inherited problem for Trump. It's all Trump's fault.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to keep reminding people that, yes, it's a terrible problem and it needs to be addressed. But, you know, if officials in Michigan actually handled the money a bit better, this crisis would have been averted as far as I can see.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's out of control and it's just stupid on so many levels. Hey, what are you hearing? You know, I love to ask you this question. Is in England, when it comes to Trump, what are you hearing about what's going on? What were you getting from the NATO summit and those kind of things?
What I got from in this country with regards to the NATO summit, that it's big, bad Donald Trump again trying to mess with people and treat people badly. And you know, I really want to rip my hair out. I mean, I shouldn't because, you know, I don't have a lot of it left. But, you know, ultimately, you know, he was 200% correct with regards to NATO. Why should America continue to be paying for the defenses of other countries? We'll talk more after the break.
Well, you heard what the man said. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. More with Xander Gibb after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. 9 of the 17 people killed in Thursday night's duck boat accident in Missouri were members of the same family. 2 family members survived. Witness Braden Malasky says no one was worried about the weather when they boarded the boats. He was in the nearby showboat Branson Bell when the storm struck.
We noticed when we first got on the Bell that the water was clear and it had been just a normal
tour for the ducks to make their circle out in the water and go out.
Table Rock Lake is a popular tourist spot in Missouri's Ozarks. A duck boat has wheels and can also drive on land. It was filled with more than 30 sightseers. Fewer than half survived. Even as cleanup continues in Iowa, Mother Nature still isn't through. After yesterday's outbreak of tornadoes in Iowa, another suspected twister has ripped roofs off homes in Indiana. Severe storms and excessive rain possible from Alabama to Michigan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. That's about what the press sounds like to me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the cup. Yeah, the coffee cup. All right? I mean, I'm telling you, here's the deal. Buy the coffee cup. I'm telling you, coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. If it doesn't, I won't give you money back. It's just your bad taste buds. I don't know what to tell you. But it's really, it tastes much better. Puts a few bucks in my pocket. Maybe I can buy some new shirts. That would be really cool. And let's just bring them on because I have such a good time when Xander's on with me. Xander Gibb, who joins me every week to discuss the topics and issues of the day. And Xander's, your show will be coming back soon, correct?
Yes, it definitely will be coming back soon because, you know, I got to... You know, my psychiatrist says that it's a better form of release than, you know, the medication.
Oh,
so,
and
yeah.
Pizza.
Don't talk about pizza, please, please. Let's not go there.
You mean English cardboard with ketchup on it?
Yeah.
No, I won't do that to you, I promise. I'll be nice. Anyhow. But... Oh, okay, see that? You got me all excited about this other stuff. Then I forgot what the heck we were talking. Oh, I know what it was, because you had me laughing my buns off over there a minute ago. I was telling you about the grand opening. I'll talk about your last leg guy in a second. I told you about the grand opening at the restaurant where here's a guy. It was what I opened up with. Here's a guy who's been here 30 years. He said is an Israeli immigrant, okay, and he's had a bunch of good, solid businesses, successful businesses. He brings in immigrants, legal immigrants, to work the place. He said almost all his people are legal immigrants. He's got them where he does a grand opening, but because he's a Trump supporter, they show up in hordes to protest right out in front of his new restaurant that he's opening up. They're throwing feces at the window. They're assaulting people coming in or trying to get into the place. Xander, what is this love Trump's hate movement? Am I missing something here?
I think you actually are. I think they're dyslexic, whoever set that up, and they got it all in the wrong order. And what they meant to say was hate anybody that loves Trump. and that's clearly what it is, because yeah. If it is about love Trump's hate, you see, I get pretty kind of concerned with people on social media, and some I give them a good whack, and others I just block them. But the thing is that I don't want to ever get to that point where I'm throwing feces at someone's restaurant just because they are a Hillary supporter. I mean, what does that say about where you're at in your life, let alone anything to do with politics?
Yeah, it is. It's very sad to think that we've gotten to the point again. We are there. We're not getting to the point. We are there. You don't agree with me, I get to throw stuff at you, set you on fire, burn your store down, and get in the way of you making a living for you and your family. That's just how it goes. Deal with it. That is so off, so wrong, so un-American. You know, protesting
absolutely
is American. Okay? Assaulting people is un-American. Am I right?
Hey, you're absolutely right. If anybody wants to protest me or assault me, I live in Maxine Waters' basement.
Well, I haven't done any research on this yet, so I can't talk about it a lot. But apparently, they were out at her house and chanting that America's never been great. All right? Go figure that one out.
So go live somewhere else. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
Is it racist to say that? Right. If you do not, if you think America is that bad, what the heck are you doing there? Let's get a GoFundMe page and get rid of some of these. And like these celebrities that said they were leaving if Donald Trump won, you know, they're still here. You know, if it's that bad, go and live somewhere else.
What are you waiting for?
Six more years is a long time to be bitter, isn't it? Let's face it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they never stop. I mean, they truly, it is an obsession. It is a derangement. I get it all. It's just amazing. So I want to jump on what you're doing there in England. And you were on a show today, you said, or yesterday. And I still think you shouldn't call them conservatives in England. Maybe you should call them consquishians or something. I don't know.
They're called cuckservatives in the United Kingdom. Okay. Because they're not. That's C-U-C-K.
Okay.
Conservatives.
Yeah.
Because they're not really conservatives, you know, by any standard that we would know in America. And to me, that's very sad, you know, because when I came back to England and I thought, you know, I'm going to, you know, get behind Theresa May and support her, but I can't do it. You know, this woman is pro-abortion. She's a liberal with a conservative hat on. And you know, I really can't support that. And, you know, in the United Kingdom, there is this level of Trump derangement syndrome right now. And so there's this TV show that's on a Friday night called The Last Leg. And the host is this Australian comedian who's got, you know, a fake leg. And the show is called The Last Leg. And every single week, you know, people have complained this week that all it is about Trump bashing. So I've contacted them today, and I've said, what you really need to redress the balance and show that this is not a double standard is you need a conservative comedian to come on the show, someone that's pro-Donald Trump, and to be able to redress the balance. Now, I doubt that this is going to happen, but where do we go? You know, there's no TV out there, especially in this country, and I don't think there is in America that's specifically for conservatives. Where has our voice gone, Joe?
Oh, we don't have one. It's been relegated to the basement. Seriously, think about it. It's been relegated. Well, most people don't even know what a basement is, but it's been relegated to the basement. Our voice, the conservative voice, as you've seen happen on Facebook, another you are a big recipient on Twitter, right? You're not allowed to speak what you believe in anyway, even if it's not hateful.
No.
You know?
I've even had to take to responding in memes because the meme can do any. You can have anything in a meme, but I can't even say the same back to someone. I can't say the same back to someone and put their name in it, because that's hate. So they can call Donald Trump anything that they choose to call him, but if I give them that back, I'm bad. So I can't work out the logic.
Yeah, I don't understand, you know, and you was talking about it a minute ago about the conservatives there in England. It's a whole different meaning than it is here. If you say we have a conservative party in England, what does that mean? Give me the Reader's Digest version of what that means.
I really can't tell you what it means because, you know, 20 years ago, it was a different being. You know, Margaret Thatcher's conservatism was closer to what we in America would consider to be conservatism. You know, just her whole demeanor was about, you know, getting rid of this, you know, entitled attitude that a lot of British people have, you know, and making the welfare state for people that really needed it, you know, not for people that just didn't want to get a job. But, you know, here, you know, conservatives are, you know, they're pro-abortion,
You know, they're liberals, basically. If you look at what the description of a liberal is, that's what British conservatives are. So I can't call myself a conservative in this country anymore. I have to be an independent. And the problem that hurts my heart, because you know how I fought for my conservatism, Joe.
Right.
You know, I fought very hard for it. And now I'm living in a country where I cannot be a conservative because they've stolen the true meaning of conservatism.
Oh, agree. Look at I think I said this to you, and if I didn't, I'm sorry. But you know, we did a story earlier this week that in England they're pulling down off the buses. They're not allowing the Festival of Hope to be advertised. Okay, and it's Franklin Graham is the one. Now we know Franklin Graham. You know what his message is? It's love and hope, and peace.
I met his father when I was 15.
What's that?
I met his father when I was 15.
Wow. All right. So here they are in England saying, I'm sorry, but we can't put those signs up on our buses or on our streets because it offends the LGBTQ community. So I'm thinking, are you serious? I have never heard him or his dad with a message of hate or a message to put people down of any other, belief system, lifestyle, whatever you want to call the different things out there other than Christianity. You've never heard from them.
No, I think where it's been twisted somewhat is that, you know, Franklin Graham and you know, the likes of yourself and even me, you know, as an openly gay person, do not agree with same-sex marriage because, you know, marriage in the Bible is between a man and a woman. And so because Franklin Graham chooses to honor God's word in the Bible. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have to preface that by saying I want everybody to have the same rights regardless of who they love. But I'm sorry, I don't agree with two people of the same sex being married. And that's what the Bible teaches. And because he's done that, he's anti-gay.
Well, and it's too bad that you can't disagree with something without being labeled a hater, but we can deal with that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. More with Xander Gibb. We're going to talk about Whoopi. Whoopi? Oh, God. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. I was made to, well, I don't know if I was made to wave the flag, but I'm more than happy to wave the flag. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. I'll wait. RealSide.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. There's a lot you need to get involved with. There's just a, you need to engage in these shows. You need to be involved and engaged in the topic. I don't catch everything. I'm not that smart. I know I got some of you fooled, but I'm not that smart. Or head up to the website, therealside.com. You know what? Buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you got a few extra bucks, buy the mug and give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I let you know who's going to be in the show, topics we're discussing. Just get involved, get engaged like this guy does. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, and I always love the time that he spends with us on the show and his take on some of the issues. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is, as ever, a pleasure, Joe.
So, again, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall last week when Trump was there. It would have been great. You know? Anyhow. Well, because, again, people don't realize that British politics is so much different than ours, number one.
Absolutely.
They think it's the same. They don't do their homework. But on top of that, right, on top of all of that, is, you know, they're in the middle of Brexit right now. They're arguing with each other over, you know, who's playing what games with that. Now, I know that Theresa May say she's committed to it, but it doesn't look like she's pushing hard or she's fighting hard to move it forward, right?
She's not. She's absolutely not. You know, the concern is that why would she be in charge of Brexit when she was against it? I mean, you know, you just don't put someone in charge of a project that doesn't agree with her. Mm-hmm. You know, this is why it's gone nowhere. Since it was agreed that it was going to happen, and the concern is that. You know, a lot of people here think that, you know, we're not talking about hard Brexit and soft Brexit. When let's just Brexit. Do you know what I mean? Because the thing is,
hard-boiled, soft-boiled eggs? And what the heck's that?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly, yeah. Because to me, you know, let's just leave. You know, and all this about paying financial penalties and things, they've had enough money out of the UK over the past 40 years, and the UK didn't get very much back for it. Industry and infrastructure have both suffered because of it. The fishing industry is almost dead in the water, you know, no pun intended. You know, some ports... in the United Kingdom, like Grimsby, for instance, it was the biggest fishing port in the whole of the country and Europe as well, is now closed, sadly. And that's because, you know, they put these limitations on how much fish British fishing ships could catch. And they were throwing fish back into the water. So they've gained nothing. The British people have gained nothing from Europe, so get them out as quickly as possible, please, Theresa, if you're listening. Thank you.
Well, I think what people don't realize is that you no longer are a country anymore. When you're in the EU, when you're part of the group, there's a bunch of, you know, fat old white guys with cigars in Brussels that are deciding whether the law you just made benefits everybody in Europe, not just, you know, not just your country. And you totally lose your ability to govern yourselves. I don't know if that was the idea from day one. I don't know if that's really how they saw it going, but that's what's come out of it. And of course, nationalism is changing everything.
It's exactly what has come out of it. And for 40 years, they've promised that it would get better, but it hasn't. You know, the farming community has suffered so much because of it. And, you know, they were getting less money for sending their stuff to Europe than Europe was getting for sending their stuff to the UK. And it has to be balanced. You know, this is exactly what Donald Trump was saying about the tariffs. You know, things have to be fair. Because if they're not fair and equitable, the people of that country suffer. You know, America has suffered because of the unfair tariffs that some countries have put on the United States. And the United Kingdom has suffered because of a relationship with Europe.
You know what? People, they work off of emotions. And I'm listening to people talk about, we're going to hurt our relationships in Europe. Well, look at, if you're taking advantage of me, and all of a sudden I stop you from doing it, this is going to be a problem. It's going to be a fight. It's not going to go down easy. And when you look at the tariffs that we've been charged, you look at the trade over the years, we do get taken advantage of because we are the stronger ones. And president after president, government after government here has allowed it to go by. And it's got to stop. At some point in time, it's got to stop. It's got to slow down, stop. It's got to become more equal. My conservative friends argue with me all the time. They get mad at me for saying, how do you have free trade when there's no union south of the border? There's no minimum wage. They treat them like crap. I can't produce the same high-quality product here with all the regulations I have to conform to. There's no capitalism or free trade, right?
No, absolutely not. And I think that this is why... clearly, they drum up such BS about Donald Trump and the things he's allegedly done. Because while people are stupid enough to be focusing on that, they're going to think that Donald Trump's the big bad Don. And he's going to be blocked from doing the things that are needed. Because there are so many people getting a cut from this, you know, Joe. There are so many people that are actually getting their few bucks from these things going on. And the concern is they don't want to lose that.
Yeah. What are we in Boston or New York? That's what it sounds like. You know, Xander, I don't know if you knew this, but when they had the earthquake in San Francisco, they were replacing and fixing some of the bridges. Everybody was screaming up there, but didn't get through the whole country. But everybody was screaming at the fact that they were shipping in steel from China. So they were actually putting steel on barges, shipping it across the ocean to get here, and it was cheaper than what we could get here. It was cheaper than putting Americans to work and having Americans do the steel that was fixing these American bridges. I never did understand that.
I don't think Donald Trump would be happy about them shipping in steel from China.
Hey, speaking of nut jobs here, Whoopi. What happened?
Yes.
Right? I mean, again, another example that I'm not understanding of love Trump's hate. Can you explain this to me? Because I'm not too sure.
I really can't. I saw the clips, and I have healthy respect for Judge Jeanine Pirro, and I've always been a fan of Whoopi Goldberg. It's very hard to be a fan of Whoopi when she behaves like this. She just was so rude to Jeanine Pirro, and she did this long spiel into asking a question about how long the deep state has been going, and Jeanine was like, "No, you're not just throwing all that at me." She said, "What is bad about living in America right now is people that are not supposed to be here killing our kids." So Whoopi, that was it. You know, I don't know if it's menopause or, you know, what it is, but she just went into them. And apparently, she wouldn't even plug her book at the end of the segment. And she told her to get the F out of the building and all of this. And several staffers overheard Whoopi saying, a racist comment about Jeanine Pirro, saying, "I won't sit here and be lectured by Trump's sand N-word." And the comment was made to co-host Anna Navarro. So, you see, clearly at ABC, it's only okay for black people to be racist, because when white people are racist or allegedly racist, that was Freudian, wasn't it? Racist. Bill Clinton wasn't there at all. What happens is, you know, they lose their shows.
Yeah, it is constantly amazing to me the double standard that shows on a regular basis. If you check out our Facebook page, the Real Side Facebook page, there was a love fest with MSNBC, CNN, ABC, DEFG when Putin was with Schumer and Hillary and Billy Bob and Obama. I mean, they were all just having a love fest around this stuff here. And now that we've got somebody who's actually getting along with him or trying to make forward motion with him, all of a sudden, he's the devil.
Yeah.
You know, sad. Sick and sad. You know, I don't know what to
say. I mean, he's not one of my favorite people by any stretch of the imagination, but we need to have some form of good relationship with him and Russia to avoid any kind of conflict in the future.
Yeah, no. I got to tell you something. I did a piece the other night on Obama giving kudos to Putin, tell him what great things he was doing for his people and the things that he was doing in his country to make life better. He was saying all these wonderful things. There was no outrage. Nobody said anything. And then now you've got President Trump in there trying to rebuild the relationship. And he's just, I don't even have words for this. It's so crazy.
Impeach. He's trying to do something good for America. Impeach him.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm with you. I think we ought to do that and get that over with. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You tell people all the time, so yeah, go ahead and impeach him. Do you have the votes to make it happen?
Yeah.
Right? You're just going to make fools out of yourself. It's the same thing white people were saying, you know, pull back Obamacare, right? Repeal Obama. He didn't have the votes.
No.
Waste of time. Anyway, tell people where to find you.
You can find me at xandergibb.com and every Friday on The Real Side.
There you go. That's right here, and you won't miss them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to have some real fun. Evan Sayet's going to join us, and I don't know if you guys have figured out yet. This is the anniversary of the moon landing, but we didn't go. Supposedly, it was all staged in Hollywood. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.